In today's English lesson, I'm going to teach you the simple rule of threes. This simple rule will help you speak English fluently starting now. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. Now, this simple rule is a rule that each and every American native English speaker has to learn. I learned this rule in grade school, high school, and college. Here's the rule. Provide enough support for your thoughts, ideas, and opinions by giving three details, three examples, or three reasons. This is the rule. It seems so simple, but oh, how powerful this rule is. I want you to imagine this situation. The topic is life goal. And the question is, what is your biggest life goal? Now, to start, we are going to use the very first part of this rule of threes, which is three details. So a typical response to this question would simply be, my ultimate life goal is to be a successful author. That's a great answer. But in order to speak English fluently, you want to and need to support your answer. So, using three details. Detail number one, perfecting my writing skills. Detail number two, publishing my original novels. And detail number three, having my works recognized by prominent literary critics. We're giving three extra details to support the answer that we gave. So how does this turn into a response that a fluent English speaker, like you, my friend, would give? Again, we have our three details, and this is what the response would be. My biggest life goal is to become a successful author. It involves perfecting my writing skills, publishing my original novels, and having my works recognized by prominent literary critics. That right there is an amazing response. Why? Because we're using the simple rule of threes, giving three details, the very first part of this simple rule. Now, I do want to break down the word prominent. After me, prominent. Excellent. Again, prominent. Very good. Now, this word prominent, it just means standing out or easily noticeable, important or well known. For example, when you wear a t-shirt or a jacket or a sweater that has a logo on it, the logo is usually very prominent to let you know who made the shirt, the sweater, or the jacket. Was it Nike? Was it Polo? Was it Adidas? Prominent, standing out or easily noticeable. You got it? Excellent. So you're seeing now the very first part of this rule. The rule of threes is again, three details. Very simple, but very powerful. But what about the second part of this amazing rule? The second part involves three examples. So we're going to look at the same topic and the same question. Again, the topic, life goal, question being, what is your biggest life goal? The answer, basic response. My ultimate life goal is to be a successful author. This is the exact same response from part one. But now, instead of three details, we are going to use three examples. Example number one, working on my first novel. Example number two, attending writing workshops regularly to improve my storytelling abilities. And example number three, contributing to a local literature magazine. So now we have the same topic, the same question, and the same response, but our support is different. Now we're looking at three examples. Again, these are the examples, and this is the response. My ultimate life goal is to be a successful author. Same starting point. For example, I am currently working on my first novel, which is a historical fiction based on World War II. And I attend writing workshops regularly to improve my storytelling abilities. Additionally, I have been contributing to a local literature magazine, which has helped me get my work out there and receive feedback. Listen, we're talking about helping you speak English fluently, using the simple rule of threes. And in this response, we are able to recognize the three examples. The three examples that we actually came up with when we looked at the first part. Again, three examples about this topic, answering the question, and supporting our response. This is how we do it. Now, there's one word I want to break down for you. The word is contributing. Good. Again, contributing. Excellent. Now, this just means participating in a project or activity by providing help, support, or input. And in this response, we said, I have been contributing to a local literature magazine. I have been helping, providing support, giving input. I have been contributing to a local literature magazine. Makes sense, right? Excellent. Again, we're talking about using this simple rule of threes. Now, remember, everything that we're going over, I want you to be able to practice in my app, English with Tiffany. You can download it, English with Tiffany. The link is in the description, or you can go and download it on your phone. Each week, when I teach you a lesson, you can also practice what you are learning by going to the app. Download the app totally for free and start studying today. So now we have the third part of the rule, the simple rule of threes. We've already looked at the first part, details, and the second part, examples. Now we're moving into the third part of this amazing rule. Again, the simple rule of threes that every American, every native English speaker has to learn. Topic, once again, life goal. Question, what is your biggest life goal? Response, my ultimate life goal is to be a successful author. The third thing we're looking at now is reason. We're going to give three reasons. Reason number one, I am passionate about storytelling. Reason number two, strong desire to leave my mark on the literature world. And reason number three, I can express my thoughts, feelings, and perspectives. We are seeing the same topic, the same question, the same basic response, but the change is the support. Three reasons why we're giving that response. So, what will the response look like? Here's the response. I want to become a successful author. The first reason why this is my biggest life goal is because of my passion for storytelling. Secondly, I also have a strong desire to leave my mark on the world of literature. Finally, I believe that through writing, I can express my thoughts, feelings, and perspectives in a way that would be impactful to readers around the world. You see what's happening, right? Same topic, same question, same basic response. What changed? The way we supported the response. Details, examples, reasons. This simple rule is going to change your English. Now, there's an expression that I want to break down. Leave my mark. Good. Again, leave my mark. Excellent. Now, this just means to make a lasting impact or significant contribution that will be remembered. When you've passed away, when you've left a certain area, when you've been gone for a while, people will still remember you for a specific action, something you did. Leave my mark. Next is this word, perspectives. Good. Again, perspectives. Excellent. Now, this just means points of view or ways of considering things. How do you see this? What is your idea? How have you analyzed this situation? What is your perspective? There you go. And finally, impactful. Good. Again, impactful. Excellent. Now, this just means having a significant effect or influence. I hope my English lessons are impactful. I hope these lessons where I produce all of this content in order to help you on your journey, I hope they are impactful. I hope they're affecting you, right? I hope they're affecting you and I hope they have a good effect on your life. You got it? Excellent. So again, impactful. Great job. Again, this simple rule of threes is going to change your English experience. Start using this simple rule of threes today, and I'll talk to you in the next lesson. You still there? Ha-ha! You know what time it is. It's story time. Hey, I said it's story time. All right. Today, I want to tell you a short story about something that happened to me a few weeks ago. And the main premise, the main focus of this story is the power of a nice word and how your words can change someone's day. So, our assistant pastor at my church, she is pregnant. She's going to have a baby. And my mom actually organized the baby shower. Right? And my mom asked me to be the MC, the person with the mic. So, as you know, I'm not shy in front of people. I don't mind being up front with the mic. So I said, sure, mommy, I'll be the MC for the event. As the MC, I was in charge of managing the vibe, making sure everyone was having a good time, and I enjoyed it. In the midst of the program, there were moments where we would just be eating or there was nothing going on up front. We were kind of just mingling. And I was just kind of walking around and talking to people. And I happened to pass this elderly lady. She might have been in her 80s. And she just had this frown on her face. I was walking around and actually telling the tables which one could go up front to get their food. There was a lot of people. So we were calling people up by tables, and I happened to come to her table, and I noticed that she just looked upset. We were at a baby shower. Babies coming into the world. This is one of the most exciting and joyous events, right? A baby coming into the world, but this lady just seemed very upset. So I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I looked back at her and smiled, but she didn't smile back. She said, yes. I said, so I've been tasked with letting the tables go and get their food. Your table's not up just yet, but I noticed that you're about 25 years old, so we're going to let the younger people go first. And I could tell I caught her off guard because it was very easy to see that she was in her 80s. She looked good, but you could tell that she was an older lady. I said, now I know you're about 25, maybe 26, so I'm going to let you go up first, all the young people. And a smile slowly started to creep in. The side of her mouth slowly started to go up. I said, oh, did I get the number wrong? She said, no, baby, you didn't get it wrong. And she stood up to go get her food. But it was like that one statement completely changed her day. I don't know what happened before she came to the event, but something had happened to cause her to not feel happy, even at this joyous occasion. And one phrase, I think you might be 25, go on up there, changed her day. Was it something big? I didn't think so. I was just joking with her. Hey, lady, how you doing? Come on now. I wanted to make her feel better. This is what I'm trying to tell you. In life, you're going to meet people, and sometimes those people might not treat you well. Sometimes they might be angry. Sometimes they might say unkind words to you. My advice is to always respond with a kind word. Because you never know what someone is going through, has been through, or will go through. And your words, your simple words, can change their life. I'll talk to you next time.